Benazir Bhutto, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan, made an emotional return to her home country today, ending 8 years of self-imposed exile.
It's an extremely moving and emotional moment for me. I was looking forward towards it for so long. And when I actually landed here, I was overcome with my emotions. I could not believe that this day that I had counted the hours, the minutes, the months, and the years to have finally arrived.
That's Benazir Bhutto in an interview today with the BBC. The former prime minister was in tears when she walked down the steps of a commercial flight from Dubai to Karachi. She wore a white headscarf and held a string of prayer beads as thousands of her supporters cheered her arrival. Bhutto hopes to stage a political comeback and lead her party to victory in the upcoming parliamentary elections. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was on the plane that brought Benazir Bhutto back to Pakistan. And we caught up with Soraya as she was traveling from the airport to a rally in the center of the city.
I am sitting on a flatbed truck in a sea of humanity. Thousands of people, of supporters, cheering and holding flags and posters, and she is basically a couple of buses behind us on top of a truck structure that they've converted with a platform. So you have to picture she's very high up. She's right at the front, waving to everyone. In fact, she's not tearful anymore like she was when she got off the plane.
Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, she has talked to reporters. What did she say about her political future? What is she talking about?
Well, on the plane, she tried to make the rounds of the plane, but of course, as a result of reporters and also supporters, the aisles were blocked and she only made it a little way down. But she did get to us, and we asked her about how it was returning this time, you know, what was different about this time. And she says she's older, she's wiser and more experienced, but that she is determined to change what has not changed, which is a country run by dictatorship and lack of democracy. She said she was less concerned about risk. She wanted to stay optimistic. There is some concern about her safety because there have been threats against her, and even President Musharraf was not happy about her coming. But in general, she says she's here to bring change, and she leaves herself in God's hands.
Indeed, there have been suicide threats. As you say, she is talking about bringing democracy, and yet she, before she even arrives, she actually has made a deal with Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf. How does she explain that?
I asked her about what her plans were with regards to President Musharraf, and she refused to answer. She said she would see what is the case down the road. The feeling was that this deal had to be made in order for her to return, but with her being here, she'd be able to bring more pressure to bear. Certainly her supporters and her spokespeople say that she did win concessions, that the president will be taking off his military uniform at some point, and so they feel good about it.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Karachi. She's following former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto on the first day of her return to Pakistan after 8 years in exile.